From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida dealing with heavy rains and high winds as Hurricane Irma makes its way north through the state. Highest winds now are at 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area, and the state's governor, Rick Scott, spoke about the situation.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Among the many shelters across Florida are those operated by the American Red Cross. Their spokesperson, Nigel Hollerby, is in Orlando, Florida.
This is a massive operation. We have thousands of volunteers that are deployed, and we are still even monitoring this storm as it goes north of us here. So in Orlando, we know that this is not the end of where the storm will cause some damage or to create a problem for folks.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 dead across the Caribbean, virtually flattened some of the islands, including Barbuda, where residents have been told they might have to leave the island permanently. The U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help with recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dutch Caribbean island of St. Martin, which has also suffered severe damage. Reuters reporting that Al-Shabaab militants captured the Somali border town of Balad-Hawo near Kenya after it detonated a suicide car bomb today, then stormed the military base there. The group says 24 Somali soldiers were killed, but there was no independent confirmation immediately available. Residents say the fighting continued through the day. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council later today will debate a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. The resolution was drafted by the United States in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test on September the 3rd, which it believed was a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un. Diplomats are now saying a revised draft was modified regarding oil and gas shipments and eliminates the freeze on Kim's financial assets. The new version was drafted after intense negotiations with Russia and China. Both of those countries have veto power in the Security Council. An offer of a month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected by the government, as the number of displaced Rohingya refugees seek safe haven in Bangladesh. That number swelled to nearly 300,000. The Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, declared a unilateral truce so they could get aid to those in need. Carnegie Endowment Southeast Asia analyst Vikram Nehru tells VOA he's not surprised the government would refuse a deal with a group they have called terrorists.
The recent information is that the ARSA forces are being led by jihadis with links to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, and has given some credence to the argument that the Myanmar armed forces have been making that these are terrorists.
ARSA is blamed for sparking an army crackdown after its fighters launched coordinated attacks on security forces last month. President Trump preparing to preside over his first 9/11 commemoration since taking office. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September the 11th, 2001, when hijackers flew commercial airplanes into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon outside of Washington, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The remembrance scheduled today at about the same time the first plane struck the Trade Center. Pope Francis ending his trip to Colombia by appealing to the people to unite to end more than a half a century of armed conflict. Speaking at a mass in Cartagena, he said if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreement.
Desde este lugar, quiero asegurar mi oración.
The Pope also expressed concern of what he called his closeness with each one of the sons and daughters in Venezuela. Colombia's neighbor has been embroiled in years of economic and political crisis. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.